Is this something that you as a journalist have ever seen before?
It's more common, actually, to see a campaign against a specific petition. And there is a campaign backed by the oil and gas industry that's called Decline to Sign. And they have billboards in the Denver metro area. And they've been out with radio ads and even TV ads. But they're very specific that they're against this measure that would prohibit fracking within 2,500 feet of development. These ads in Colorado Springs are actually just saying, don't sign any petitions. They could be identity theft, which ironically, why didn't they do this during the time when candidates were seeking petitions?
Could you recap a few of the things that are being proposed and collecting signatures?
I was in Washington Park in Denver yesterday, and there was somebody out collecting signatures for something that regulates payday lenders. There's a property tax increase to pay for roads. The Independence Institute actually has a transportation bonding plan that would require the legislature to find the money without increasing taxes. These initiatives are on both sides of the aisle, so to speak, and it's kind of confusing about why they're suggesting don't sign any at all.
For the article, you looked into the backing for these radio ads. What did you find?
I didn't find much so far. There was another filing date at the beginning of August when the Better Jobs Coalition, which says it's paying for these ads, they'll have to report what they've spent and what they've raised in this period.
You mentioned in the article that Better Jobs Coalition is a statewide independent spinning group operated by candy maker Rick Enstrom. And then you go on to cite some of his tweets that are sort of around the same idea of, if you sign these petitions, you don't know where that information is going.
That's true. He's actually tweeted about this effort, and I only spoke with the consultant working on it, Frank McNulty, the former Republican House Speaker. But, you know, he says that there's a frustration that Colorado always has these ballot initiatives going on, and they feel like outside interests come in and try to influence this state to see how it will work before they take it someplace else. It's not always the case, I don't think. You know, the 2,500-foot setback on oil and gas development is really a local sort of initiative. Increased compensation when government reduces property value, that's a pretty Colorado-based interest, as is the Independence Institute's transportation bonding plan or the Denver Chamber's sales tax hike. So it's really hard to say why they're suggesting that you not sign any of them.
You did reach out as well to the Secretary of State's office and learned that pretty much this information is public anyway if people request it.
Actually, voter registration is available and public information, not down to details like your date of birth, but your address, your name, party affiliation, that's already out there. The signatures aren't available, but these ads say that those get published on the internet, and that's not something that anybody I talk to has ever seen actually happen.
And what about the point that Rick Enstrom makes in his tweet that some people are paid to go out and fill these petitions?
The threshold for the number of signatures you need, it's in the 90,000, and it's very specific about how many from each Senate district. It's a big threshold, and so it makes it difficult for volunteers to go out and collect these signatures. Most groups are paying people. The woman I saw in a park yesterday, she's getting paid to collect signatures for these two initiatives.
And what do you think this says overall about this process? I guess Colorado is kind of unique in the country in that it is particularly easy to get ballot initiatives.
It really is a unique situation of where voters can actually petition to put something on the ballot. And it means that the Constitution has been heavily amended over the years. You know, there are some people who don't like it. There are others who do. Sometimes people like it in one situation and not in another. And it's going to be more difficult this year than it has been in the past. We'll just have to see what happens on August 6th when people have to turn those signatures in.
Well, thank you so much, Sandra Fish.
Thank you very much for talking with me.
That's it for this week's News Brief. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.